Culture.
Indian television. Bad Boys. A surprise hit on Netflix about a hijacking ditches the usual tropes.
Heroes are very, very good, and villains are horrid. This is a basic rule of television and film, especially in India. Typecasting has narrowed and hardened there in recent years. Under Narendra Modi, India's Prime Minister since 2014 and a promoter of Hindutva, an ideology that equates Indianness with Hinduism, Bollywood's bad guys tend to be Muslim or, better yet, Pakistani. The good guys? They probably work for the Indian government, preferably in uniform. So it comes as a surprise that one of India's most popular shows across streaming services in September, Netflix's IC814, The Kandahar Hijack, defies the norm. Odder still is that the subject of the slick, six-part miniseries would seem to lend itself to stereotyped Pakistani villainy and Indian derring-do. In December 1999, five Pakistani men hijacked Indian Airlines Flight 814 en route from Kathmandu, Nepal, to Delhi. For 8 days, they held more than 160 people hostage as the aircraft first hopped from one airport to another and then sat, day after miserable smelly day, on the tarmac of a Taliban-controlled airport in Kandahar, Afghanistan. In the end, by patiently and quietly negotiating a deal with their captors, Indian officials won the lives of all but one passenger. The price? The release of three terrorists with links to Pakistan who were being held in Indian prisons. The easy narrative route, adopted in earlier filmed versions of the hijack drama, would be to paint the foreign perpetrators as monsters and the national authorities as heroes. But the series opts instead for more nuance. The hijackers are nasty and fanatical enough, but they end up offering a cigarette to the pilot, playing time-killing parlour games with hostages, and coming to respect the infidel cabin crew. The role of Pakistan is left unresolved. The show implies that the hijackers owed more allegiance to Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda than to Pakistan's spy agency, the Inter-Services Intelligence. The Indian officials who grapple with the crisis and haggle for their citizens' lives prove far from heroic. Indian intelligence services fail to communicate with each other and, to cover up their incompetence, leak stories to the press that blame the Indian Airlines captain for the ordeal. Top ministers, all the way up to the Prime Minister of the time, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, are slow and muddled. As a result, India misses chances to send in commandos and storm the plane. As for the brokered deal, which was harshly criticised in India as a cave-in to terrorist demands, Anubhav Sinha, the show's director, reserves judgment. He notes that the sprung terrorists went on to murderous careers. One was implicated in the kidnapping and murder of Daniel Pearl, an American journalist, in 2002. Another hijacker formed a group behind dozens of attacks, including a suicide bombing that killed at least 40 Indian policemen and pushed India and Pakistan to the brink of nuclear war in 2019. Yet, as the series makes clear, India had few options in the circumstances. Negotiators did whittle the terrorist demands down to just three prisoners, and in the process may have saved the lives of 189 people on board. Netflix, which, like other producers, has faced flak from Hindu nationalists for series it has streamed, faced a milder storm this time. A social media campaign accusing the series of humanising terrorists, stirred up by Mr. Modi's party, quickly fizzled. Some see this as a sign of caution after the party lost its absolute majority in India's parliament in recent elections. It could also be that few Indians can afford subscription viewing, so the volume of complaints stayed low. Regardless, some are hopeful that the show's success may signal more appetite for nuance, if not in politics, at least on screen.